Good morning.
217. Matt and John, and I picked this week's movie. It's September sequel month. We're starting out with Carousel 2. Duke, John, what'd you think of this?
Carousel the second. Man, right before we get on today, I went and I rewatched one or two scenes from Carousel 1. Just for some nostalgia. Oh, man.
Did you go to the party banging scene?
I definitely went to the party banging scene, yeah. Oh, man. And, you know, the movie sequels is, oh, it's always tough to stand up to the original. And, you know, I think we knew this. Our expectations were going to be too high. So there's that, right? You know, it's like, when we watched Thanksgiving 3, it was a different movie than Thanksgiving. It was just a different movie. But it was still good in its own way. And I kind of feel like that with this one. It's like, okay, it's the same thing, but it was so different. It definitely didn't, like, just be a sequel, right? It was more to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was the odd stuff, and I kind of like that, you know, the weirdness of this movie, and that's that's probably my favorite part. Just some of the weird things that are happening in this movie. Immortal Nazis.
I'll say a few things here. I'll say, having Duke come from Nazi experiments, I probably didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
I did learn what you get when a carousel horse and a human bang is a puppet. That's interesting. Yep. That's interesting. Okay.
Probably not what I was expecting. Yeah. It's so funny because, yeah, you got Duke, who's a plastic, unicorn horse, doesn't move at all, just, and then his little kid is Robbie, and he's like a puppet. He's like furry, and he has eyes that move and a mouth that moves, but it's like, yeah, he's just, it's funny. That is funny.
I think,
we had some half-breeds last week, remember? We had some half-breed fish monsters.
Oh, Gary. Gary. Oh, Gary. Oh, Gary. Yeah, the offspring of fish raping. Oh, Gary.
Can't say that to me, buddy.
I think the first movie, if I remember right, there was a little bit more killing.
Yeah.
Throughout the movie until we got to the end. Like, this movie, there wasn't much killing. Until you got to the end, you know.
I feel like the one-liners, the puns were a little better in the first one.
Yeah, oh, boy. They come at you hot and fast. I mean, they're flying at you at the end here, man.
At the end. We get plenty.
This definitely, this took some turns. There's one scene I gotta tell you I didn't see coming. Oh boy, that's a good choice of words. it's very oh boy, you just gotta watch it to believe it. So we find out old Duke here. We're gonna start 1944. Some people, we're going to call them Nazis because that's what they say they are. Immortal. Not immortal or
not yet.
Age. Don't probably. Age.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Somehow they mix a couple chemicals together and we're going
to get the souls out of people, I think.
We're going to get to whatever sucking the souls out of people means because I got some questions on that one.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, this is 1944 Nazis. We start the movie out and you're like, oh boy, I was like, oh boy, we're 40 seconds in, John. And I go, oh, it's going to be good. Duke sticking a grenade in somebody's mouth 40 seconds in. This is already great, John.
I know. I know it, right? Yeah, you're thinking, oh, this is what this movie's going to be like the whole way. It should have been. It would have been better.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he starts out by putting this grenade in his mouth, and he throws out the line, already pop goes the Nazi.
Fantastic.
Know?
Yep. Oh,
boy. But I guess this is Duke escaping, or because somehow he just lets the Americans take him. I guess.
Duke is an American. Duke is not a Nazi. We kind of were led to believe that he was a Nazi at one point, but we learn at later in the movie, no, he was an American soldier.
Yeah, and there's a lot of questions about these experiments we're doing here, because they say later on that this was all Hitler's idea. Black magic, Hitler gonna... his vessel to put, he wanted, what did they say, John? Something, some kind of body type that's invincible. And it's like, you pick this?
Yeah, right?
Could you put this in a tank or something? Or
personally, I would have used an armchair or a sofa.
It turns out those things can wreak havoc.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
If you don't believe us, then you got to go watch Killer Sofa and listen to number 60, John. 60.
Long time ago. That's a must watch.
Oh, boy.
When the Killer Sofa is on top of the roof of the building and it kind of like looks over the edge at the people that.
Peekaboo! Or the greatest thing ever. Why don't you just get in the box?
Nope.
Damn it.
Lights the match and the couch blows out the match. Oh, I love it.
Oh, it's so great. These people, John, I think I got most of their names. All right. But her name is Ilsa.
Ilsa, yeah. Not Elsa, which I think I started to catch on here a little bit. We've had a few movies now where we've had characters named like Olaf. And it made me think for a minute. I'm like, you know, if we go back a little bit in movies like this kind of movie at a different time period, do they have like similar characters like that? Did they have, you know, like a He-Man or, you know what I mean? Michelangelo and, I don't know.
Michelangelo.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's got this guy and this is present day. But it's the same Nazi lady from 44 and she hasn't aged.
Yeah.
And she's got this guy, throws him on the bed, and she's gonna suck his soul out with a knife.
Yeah, she's talking, this guy's talking to her, and she goes, do you want to talk or do you want to have the sex? Yeah,
what a woman.
And he said something weird, or you know, kind of interesting, because like he goes, who would have thought talking, what do you say? Something like, I'm so glad that I talked to a stranger about my tiny uni at the bar.
What?
And I'm like, you know, the original movie, they made a big deal about My Little Uni. Remember?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And I'm thinking it was, I thought at that moment, that's what he's talking about. But then they didn't go there. And I'm like, what was he talking about?
Wait a minute.
Are you picking up a girl by telling her you've got a small eaten?
Hey, you never know.
People are into that, I guess.
Uh, But yeah, she's gonna suck this guy's soul off. But next thing you know, she's got a knife and a bloody mouth, and he's turning into a skeleton with no eyeball.
Yeah, it's funny. She goes, "Are you ready for me to suck the soul out of you?" And he's like,
Yeah. The first four words.
I was like, she's a biter. Oh, wait, I think she sucked his soul out of his. Yeah, yep, that's what happened. What a way to go.
You're gonna lose your soul, I don't want to tell you how to do it.
But
All
there are
right.
definitely worse ways.
Yeah. Oh, this movie, Jed. Oh
Yeah, I mean, we've
boy.
seen what in Bubba Hotep, right? They suck the
Oh.
souls out of old people's anuses.
Yeah, boy. Oh, boy. You got your choice there. You want to be old and having a mummy suck it out your butthole, or. Hotep, John. Oh, Bubba Hotep. Of course, Bubba Hotep number 24.
Wow, I'm surprised it's that long ago.
24. So next thing you know, just I let we cut to Duke driving a car.
Yeah,
And
that's how the first Carousel ended. He was driving away, right?
Nothing weird about that. We've seen turkeys driving cars, you know. I mean,
True,
you
true.
know, we've seen a lot of things driving cars.
It is funny watching him drive a car though, because he doesn't have thumbs or movable body parts or so his plastic hooves on the steering wheel and the car's moving, the camera angles just right, but it's just kind of like, yeah, this is funny.
He has surprising mobility with his hooves to shoot guns or hold playing cards. It's quite
Yeah.
interesting.
Yep. Picking up pennies off the ground. I mean, who knew?
Oh, he's the prettiest goddamn unicorn in the world, John.
That's right. He had a fun line while driving the car. He says, "You can't escape from your past. It's always behind you, chasing you. It never goes away." And I'm like, "Wow, that's pretty deep."
Did a carousel horse just say
Yeah.
that?
That was pretty deep, I gotta say,
Yeah, parts of this movie, I feel like I'm watching a drama where a father does find his son, and we ignore the fact that that's a puppet and that's a plastic horse.
It's true. It's absolutely true. Because we're just like, this is nobody gonna address the fact of what's happening right now?
Like, does this lady know she's talking to a horse? Or does she just think she's talking to a horse? And what there's something they mention kind of throughout this movie is like basically Duke is on Twitter saying he's killing people or something. They call him
They
like Chirper or something.
call it Chirper. Yeah.
Like, what? So, why is he killing people though? Like the first movie, it was kind of like, you know, annoying kids got to him, so he finally like enough of this, and he broke out and he kills some people and he bangs a chick and you know, but who's he killing in these other places? Just random people? I don't know.
Yeah, just so.
He is a unicorn with black magic, right?
Apparently.
So Duke meets his son named Robbie, who got adopted by this lady. I don't know her name.
Yeah, I wrote it down at some point, but I don't know it yet. I don't re We definitely don't use it very often in this movie.
Yeah, she adopted Robbie. Apparently, the same night Duke banged his mom. So we meet the group of Nazis here, and we find out they figured out how to not age. Not
That's right.
immortal, or are immortal, I don't
Yeah.
know. We got this guy, Cloth, posing as a hot dog salesman slash vendor.
Yeah, we have the classic debate, brats versus hot dogs.
Classic.
You're not going to put ketchup on that, are you? I do like me some. I do like me some Vince's original. That's some good stuff. Or Monroe's original. Vince's drive-through. Monroe's. Yeah, whatever. They're both good.
Some good root beer down there.
Some good root beer. Yeah.
So I really got excited when the guy says he's a Nazi vampire, and I was like, "This is. I like where we're going here."
Yeah, 100-year-old Nazi vampire. I was like, oh.
But they're quick to say, no, you're not a vampire. And they're like, they're just able to stay this age because they mix some Kool-Aid with Ilsa's blood.
Yeah, she like slashes her wrist, blood comes out, and then they add it to a potion. Everyone takes shots and stay young forever. Interesting.
And they're getting some backstory. We're hearing how Duke was created to be the alpha soldier. Then he betrayed them. Now they find out he has a son. So they're like, they want the son. They're going to go after the son. Maybe Duke. But they're also scared of Duke, right? They're scared of him.
This is one of the Nazi girls, her she's got a following on Chirper, and she was like, no, I follow his Chirper page. And they show it for a second, him saying, oh, hey, you have a son. And then right below that is an ad for Karis Hell the Second. I loved it.
I know. It's great. So we cut back and we get a nice photo album of Robbie doing shit growing up.
Yeah, all of Robbie's baby pictures.
Well, this is one thing I'm kind of excited about, that they're doing a third one, right? Because I told you they're doing a third one. It just got released like 3 weeks ago or something, right? I don't know. But because parts of this movie, they talk about how they've done this black magic on other things.
Yep.
Because this world we're in, John, like, people don't mind that there's a puppet unicorn walking around trick-or-treating or growing up playing baseball, or, you know, like, it's normal. Like, there's a horse running around killing people, and it's just like, that's Duke.
Yeah.
You know, so what are the other things? I thought we might get a glimpse in this movie of what they are. You know, what could you possibly, you know, is there a murderous bumper car or something else from the fair? I don't know what you could, what else they could do. I don't know.
Right. Oh, man.
Is it just other things from the carousel that you could get? Like, you know, is there a dolphin or, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
What else is on those things?
Maybe they just did other objects like a lawnmower.
Hey,
we've seen them already. We've got the lawnmower, we've got the sofa.
It all ties together, Jack.
We tie them together in the Carousel 3. We get like a crossover event. Oh my god, that would be the best.
Some mall robot.
Oh, yeah.
Guards, mm-hmm. You know, I mean, John, you might be onto something here. I'm just saying, you could be. You never know. You never know.
Mm. One thing we do find out is Robbie's mom.
Oh, boy.
Her kids were killed, who happened to have been Lori and Larry. Larry being AKA Lunchbox.
Lunchbox, it's coming back to me now.
He was killed at the very end of the movie by Duke just running him over.
I remember that. Okay. Yeah, She's like, "Boy, if I could just find the bastard who did that." And he's like, "Yeah. It could be anybody."
Ooh, yeah, me too.
Oh, boy. But boy, this lady says, "Duke, you can live here and get to know your son." Awful nice.
All right. Am I the only one who thought that me and stepmom was gonna like get together in this movie?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I thought for sure, but well.
I thought for sure when she heard those noises come from that room, she was going to be like, giddy up. All right. Because three gets you talked about. All right.
That's right. Oh man. Oh, we're gonna pause for a second because you mentioned that, you know, I was looking for a sequel movie and BMX Bandits
Oh boy. No.
2.
No.
It looked
No.
like they were going to make one, and they were going to have a
Oh boy.
they were going to have a cameo appearance, but I don't think they ever made it. I got excited for a little bit though. I was like, oh, like
Wow.
2017, not even that long ago. So I could still be in production. Maybe that's what's happening. I don't know.
Wow.
Let's keep an eye out for it.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. Number 8, BMX Bandits. All right. John was on a roll there. He came at us with Hard Ticket to Hawaii and then BMX Bandits. All
That was fun stuff. Woo.
right. Oh, so yeah, she says, "Oh, you can live here, get to know your son." And then we get the spending time together montage for a second, John, with Christmas.
Yeah, we get a Christmas scene in here. How about that? Yeah, there's a lot of like you weren't expecting from this movie, and I don't know, like necessarily good or bad, just kind of like not expecting it. You know, didn't expect to see this happening right now, you know?
Well, you know. I always write down like the first, I don't know, five names on IMDb, right? Just so I have them on here, I can go back and, if I can't remember a name, and see if it rings a bell to you. So it didn't say anything about Nazis. All it said was Duke, Ilsa, Robbie, Santa Claus, Jack. And I was like, Santa Claus? I started to get real excited, John.
Santa Claus was in this movie for all of like 3 seconds. What?
Oh boy, because what kind of Santa are we getting here, John? Are we getting one that's
That's
beating people in
right.
the head here? Or,
Got a big axe, a big hammer, right?
So this, I think I was writing something down and I let the movie play because next thing I know, there's some lady says she's going to complain about Duke and his son. Here,
Yeah,
John.
there's some girl, some woman who's belly aching about about his son or something, and Duke's just like, "Well, I'm not having any of that," and he puts head shears to her eyes. Loved it.
It's almost like the movie was like, shit, we only killed one person so far, and that was 40 seconds in. Like, we gotta
Let's
get Duke killing people here.
get moving. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, her eyeballs are gone. And John, learning things in these movies, like how we learned about the Smurfs and them having to poop and genitals and all that. As we learn
And a
things in these
tail,
movies,
bushy tail.
we learned from the first movie in this one that Duke has, working genitals also. But we also learn here he's showing Robbie how to shave. Here, John.
Wait a minute, what? First off, he doesn't grow hair, so why would he shave?
horse. He's all hair, John.
Then, yeah, if he did, yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Wait a minute. Yeah,
Great.
that's great. Yeah, that's right, John. It's great. Oh boy, we get some more little montages, John. We got pool time. We're fixing a car?
Yeah.
Smoking a cig, John, is
weird. Baseball, some grilling. You know,
why
making
you got you? You should be teaching Robbie how to throw a football so he can get that max contract. All
right. That's right.
Can you imagine trying to catch him out there, John? Huh?
Well,
forget Patrick Mahomes, all right? We
no
got Robbie
way.
Running around.
Yep.
Oh. And then what do you get? I don't even know. How do half-breed human unicorn carousel things age? I don't know how old this kid's supposed to be, but, you know, what do you get a kid? A pocket watch. You know, a little something.
Sure. How long ago do you think pocket watches were popular? Because I feel like they were really old when I was a kid.
You always see those old timers in the vest wearing them. They pull them out of that little pocket, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they're checking the time.
Or if they're driving, if they're conducting a train, maybe.
Maybe they still do that on the train.
Maybe. All aboard.
They're checking the time.
Still could be late.
And did you see that Duke wears a sleep mask when he sleeps, John? I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. Now, what he was dreaming about was maybe more interesting, because, like, he has some, like, flashbacks about when Ilsa changed him from a human to a unicorn horse. But he also had a dream of young Adolf Hitler and Adolf's mom. And they both had, like, Hitler stashes, mustaches. And I was just like, yeah, well, that's fine. You know, I get it. I get what they were doing there.
In case you didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
Right? Even though that one point in that, the mom says, oh, of course you'll do that, Adolf Hitler. I think she
did. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. Yeah, you'll have black magic unicorns, Adolf Hitler. Like, what? Thanks, Mom.
Well, you know, we watched Indiana Jones, and we know that the Nazis were into all sorts of artifacts of the past. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they want the Ark, John. Then they want the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
Then whatever the last one was, were they going back in time?
With time, yeah, time something,
something like that. Oh boy! But then they're like, "Let's go visit the convenient hot dog stand."
Yeah, here's the hot dog stand. Let's go get ourselves some hot dogs. And the guy at the hot dog stand is, of course, our buddy from earlier. He calls himself Tom, and he has to, for some reason, feels like he has to give a huge backstory to Duke about how he became a hot dog salesman and all this stuff. And Duke said, you know, said exactly like you and I would have been like, why the hell is this guy telling me this stuff? What is going on?
He goes on this long thing about it. I like his mullet wig, though.
master of disguise.
So, kidnap Robbie. That's the whole plan behind all this, right? Because then he becomes a balloon salesman.
Yep, because the hot dog didn't work, so now he's trying balloons. Did you see that at one point they had the subtitles said it was whimsical disguise music?
That's the best kind, right?
I didn't know that was a genre.
Oh, yeah, I can see it now, John. You get in the car and you're like, what's this playing? Is this whimsical? Is that a Sirius station, John? Is there a Sirius XM?
There's so many of them now. Oh, that's yeah. True. It must be like in the 400s or something, you know?
But yeah, then Klaus here, the Nazi guy, has an interesting plan here, Robbie. He's like, well, you know, I'm gonna drop this change and make Duke pick it up while I give Robbie all the balloons and he floats away like he's the house and up.
Yeah.
But
I did like you mentioned the mullet, right? And he goes, why do you have a mullet? And the guy and he goes returns back, why do you not? Oh, fair question.
That's a good one, you know? You gotta gotta fire back. Oh, they'll come back at some point, right? Everything does, John. Everything does.
Oh, it's already back, man. I know. No, I see lots of people with mullets. It's crazy.
Well, you are in Michigan.
I am in Michigan, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but Duke stops Robbie from floating away. He's like, why'd you do that? He's like, what do you think I did that on purpose? That'd be stupid. How would I know we're going to come down? I don't know. And I was like, well, how did you?
Exactly, what, the right? What if he would have let go?
I don't know. Is he a more puppet? I don't know.
Yeah, he's a half breed. Does it mean he bleeds? I don't know.
Yeah, you know, we see some weird things when it comes to puppets around here, all right?
Oh, have we ever?
Robbie's like, "Hey, Dad, you want to join Trail Buddies with me?"
Kind of like a Cub Scouts ripoff here, and I loved Klaus's Cub Scout uniform. It's just a t-shirt, but it's like printed with like badges, it's got like a scouting sash with badges, and it's got the neckerchief and stuff, but it's all just a t-shirt.
Chewbacca shirt I have that has his thing, and it's just a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Okay. That's right. I got a Chewbacca mask too. All right. Like a real one. All right. yeah. Boy, they're here to learn. Just them. All right. Nobody else is on the Trail Buddies team here. It's just them because they printed one flyer.
That's 100% return on investment. Well done.
Oh, they're like, hey, you want to practice tying some knots around old dad there? Sounds like
okay. And apparently Robbie already had learned how to tie some knots because he learned from mom, who had learned how to make lots of knots while dancing, tying knots. And that opens all kinds of questions.
Yeah, that's interesting little information there, Don. You didn't see anything in that first movie that would help us understand that, did you?
I don't recall. Yeah, I don't recall that one. Tying knots.
Oh, boy. So they tie up old Duke there, and then the Nazi guy is like, hey, Robbie, you want to come with me over here to find some wooden shit?
He's like, yay, time to play with fire.
Oh, but then he smacks him in the head with a stick. And then yeah,
Duke's tied up. He goes, how did I get roped into this situation?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Got the dad joke, John.
He does. He does.
Oh boy, yeah, he starts to figure out that this guy might be the same guy selling hot dogs and balloons.
Oh yeah, that's interesting.
He hears Robbie screaming, he gets untied somehow from these great knots. I don't know how. We get for a second, John, we got Duke Cam. And he finds the pocket watch, but no Robbie. No! Oh.
Why?
Oh boy.
Oh, what was it? Samurai Cop. No.
Actually, I think that's the beginning of Samurai Cop 2 with his
Samurai Cop
it...
2. Yes. Keeping with our sequel theme.
Yeah, when his girlfriend or wife gets killed in that park by that kid. Oh, what a great no. No. Oh, I miss you, Samurai Cop. So boy, oh boy, I gotta tell you, John, I loved it that they had this Robbie the puppet tied up and she's back in this puppet.
Nazi torturing Robbie.
It's great. And well, I don't know about you, John, but at this point I wrote down, I need more murder. You know, I was like, what's going on here? You know, we're over halfway through this and I got two murders and one was 40 seconds in. Come on.
Yeah, you're right. And I was thinking the same thing. Like, this is, we have kind of gone a ways away from the original script a bit, you know? Oh well. One of the Nazis, the one who has the chirper or OnlyFans or something, she posts to get some more troops, some recruits, because they need more people.
Oh boy.
That,
Well,
that's got to be a sick sight, right? You OnlyFans with those group of people. Well, I think if you pay money, you instantly go to jail, kind of thing.
when she puts out the cigarette on Robbie's leg, I laugh. I'm sorry. It's great. It's great.
Yeah, she lights the cigarette just to put it out on his arm or leg, whatever. Yeah.
And then, meanwhile, Duke turns into a teenage girl who got broken up with. He's at home on the couch with a blanket and ice cream, moping.
And I got Robbie's mom is her name is Judy.
Okay,
I wrote it down finally. But yeah, Duke is just crying and moping, and I'm like, wait, who is this guy? What is happening?
Oh, boy.
Oh no. Oh, we're almost there.
Then I can't wait. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Just when I was losing hope of this movie. Oh, never mind. We'll get there. Okay, we're good. So then Otto shows up at Duke's house, and he's just had enough. He's gonna turn sides here. He's had enough of Ilsa and her sucking souls or whatever, treating him bad, right? She's a mean.
She is. She's rough on Otto. Poor guy.
And he tells Duke a little bit about how he was an American soldier. He was captured. Sprinkled a little black magic here, you know, probably say the magic three words, and you know, you turn into this killing unicorn machine. And this is where he said that Hitler wanted this soldiers put into invincible bodies. No.
What part of a carousel unicorn makes you think invincible body? I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. So then, any turn in a movie, I gotta say, I didn't see coming. I'll just say that.
Definitely not,
All
because
right.
everything we have known so far about Duke is just about to get flipped around on us, literally, I think.
So did I get this right, John? Were they trying to say that they knew each other back in 44? Okay, that's what I thought. They kind of sprinkled that in right before they start, well, not they, right before Otto starts tonguing this unicorn.
Oh,
kind of.
What do you think this guy thought? Like, he's reading the script to the movie. He's like, then I got to do what?
And then what? And then? And then?
And then what?
Oh, boy. Because let me tell you something. For the next 3 minutes, you got to buckle in and don't blink.
Because. Oh, but it's true. It was at least 3 minutes, right? It was a long scene of Duke and Otto just exploring each other.
Hey, I'll give them credit, man. They do everything they can. All right, we're doing everything under the sun. They're having a good time, John. All right,
they had a time. Yeah.
They do it all. Let me tell you something. And John, the first movie, Duke bangs. Obviously, he does. He has a kid in this movie. He at the time we're like, this is pretty funny. But in all the movies we've watched, John, this might be the strangest bang scene we've had. And in these movies we've done. And we've had some weird banging scenes.
Yeah, this was definitely one of the weirdest.
But the weird thing is, like, the guy's wearing underwear. And, boy, they're doing everything, right? I mean, Duke's doing it to him, and he's doing it to Duke. And, oh, boy, it's just... Oh, so you get to watch them doing this, everything under the sun, and then you're getting to the end. And Duke's about to, as he said, let go of this patriotic nut. And then Otto says, give me that American orgasm. USA.
USA. USA. USA.
God bless the USA.
Oh, man. It was Brokeback Mountain. it was rough.
Oh boy. Yeah. Oh, and then
I gotta say, I'm impressed. You know, I in a movie like this, the convention would have been to go to boobs. Uh-huh. but they resisted. They said, nope, we're gonna do something different.
You know, we did get boobs early on for a split second.
We did. Yeah, you're right.
But yeah, boy, this is quite a long. You know, we've had longer ones, but this is quite the long scene of.
I mean, it was no hard ticket to Hawaii. Oh, don't get me wrong.
Boy! Oh boy! God, John, what'd he say? I'm trying to think, John. What'd he say? One man's lunch. And then, you know, just to finish off the scene with USA, USA,
yep,
USA. Watch the movie for this, all right? If you want to fast forward to about, you know, 60 minutes in, all right, or wherever this was.
Oh, I did, you know, the Robbie's mom walks by, Judy walks by the room while he's chanting the USA. She's like, just keeps going.
That's when I thought she was going to be like peeking in there and being like,
yeah,
see if I can do the old slide in maneuver there and like, hi, boys, you know, slide right in there. So. Not too worried about Robbie. You know, you got to take a few minutes, you know, I guess, to, we'll get to him.
Yeah. Bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, you might be dying, right? I mean, Yeah,
Did
it
you
was
like? Do you like? We had a pizza delivery guy show up, but this one was not as dedicated as the pizza delivery guy from the first movie. No,
Yeah,
not as
we
dedicated.
still talk about that pizza guy from that first movie. Oh man.
Yep.
He's just trying to get paid, man, and he's putting up with a lot of shit. This person's like, I hate my fucking job.
Never have I ever.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Oh, banged a pizza guy on their first date or something.
What's that now? Say what? So the Nazis got three dudes to show up to help the cause. That's all they could get. At least they got three, I guess.
They're not like the most terrifying recruits, but they're about exactly what you would expect.
Oh boy. And then Otto's like, I'll take you. I know where your son is. I'll take you there. So they show up there. And this is where we're going to get the end of the movie. And Duke's finally going to start killing some people, John.
Yeah, we do a little better now. We finally all these new recruits become easy kills to start off. That's nice.
And then, yeah, so Duke takes out the first guy with hammer to head, John.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah,
Great.
the claw side of a carpenter's hammer to the dude's head. And he goes, it looks like you're in the right place at the wrong time.
Yeah, all of a sudden he starts busting out lines after every kill, man, like he's on stage. Look out.
I think what we needed this more spread out through the movie, right? We needed this like,
Yes.
split up, we needed this, yeah. That was all.
That's what they did in the first one, right? I remember Chinese stars being thrown at people.
Man. Well, that's what we get. Number two, now number two Nazi. The dude's taking himself a selfie with the Nazi flag when Duke comes in with nunchucks.
Hey, it's a classic, Where's he hiding these things? What? Wait
And
a
then he
minute.
says, "You need the to fight for your Reich to party."
I don't want to spoil end of the year, but I think some of these might make it, John. I think you might get at least one of these in there. All right.
Well, but he wasn't done with him. He then wrapped that dude up in that flag, then picked him up and beat him against the wall, like he was just smacking the sack against this wall. So it was just bloody mess inside of it. I thought that was pretty cool. Many, many times he hit up against the wall.
What was it? What it was the when Jason Voorhees did that, he put a guy in a sleeping bag and beat him against a tree. I can't remember which one
No.
that was, but that took me back to that one.
Yep.
That was pretty good. By the way, he doesn't have thumb.
Yeah, interesting. Impressive.
He's got black magic like a son of a bitch,
That's right.
John.
That's right.
All right. Oh boy.
Doesn't need him.
Yeah, you don't need him because the next guy, he rips his arms off, John.
Yeah. He just grabs his two arms with his hooves and rips them off his body. The guy, right before he catch gets there, the guy, he goes, "I love gun." He says,
I remember.
holding a gun, "I love gun. Guns are cool."
That's a shirt right there. I love gun.
Yep. I think that's what that is. Thank you, right?
Is it bad? I didn't know what he was doing to this guy because all they show is his hooves on his arms, and I'm like, what's he
Right.
doing? I didn't
Yeah.
I didn't know what he was doing to this guy.
At first, I thought it was telekinesis. I was like, wait, was that one of his powers? I don't remember.
Oh shit. Oh shit. Look out. Look
Yeah.
out. You're like a star. What was his name? Star Spawn, is that
Well, Star Spawn. Yeah. Yep.
it? I couldn't think
Yep.
of it. It was last week. I can't think of it.
Oh. There was another one I'm blanking out on too that we did recently that was just like
Yeah.
that. Just telekinetic, and then they explode. Boy, I'm blinking on that right now. It'll come back
to me. Don't forget there was a tire that had it. You know, I mean, you can't forget about that
one. Yeah, yeah, that might be the one I'm thinking of. It was rubber.
Number 203. But yeah, he rips this guy's arms off and then cuts his head off with a sword and says, "Sayonara, Nazi son."
I loved it.
Got a great puppet getting its head chopped off with the blood. I love it. Love it.
Yep. He gets inside the compound, and they ask him, "How did you get inside?" He goes, "I guess I just found the right way in." Yeah, we're going to use this one a lot, I think.
Oh boy. He finds the hot dog balloon scout guy Klaus, and he tells him the two wrong things he did. As he's ripping his head open, he sticks his hooves in his mouth and rips his head open.
It was pretty cool, right? He ripped through his jaw and then just sliced the head, ripped it open, and just tore his face off. It was pretty pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Pretty good.
And his line there was, "Well, I guess two wrongs make a right."
And the guy's like, "I didn't hear you." So then I guess this is the chirper lady is Klaus's sister, and she sees this, right? And she's like, "Oh, I'm gonna kill you." And Duke's like, "Ha, look at my gun."
He just shoots her with a gun.
What?
He's not the first horse we've seen wielding a gun. All right, then.
Oh boy!
Yeah, I think I like Matthew McConaughey horse with a gun. Oh, maybe man. A little better.
McConaughey. Oh boy, that of course was. Hold on. Tombstone number 119. McConaughey horse.
All right.
Watch it. No. That's the one with the invisible ball sack, right? That's the same.
No.
No, that's not
No. It. No, that's not that one. That one.
What was that one? Okay. I get them mixed up here.
Yeah, that's a different one.
I can't remember. I'm looking here. I'm trying to do a quick. I think I'm somewhere around here. Yeah. Ronald the Barbarian,
uses the invisibility cream but runs out when he gets to his ball sack. So we get 5-10 minutes of the movie of him just walking around and just his nuts floating in the sky.
Oh, God, man, you picked a couple of good ones with those two, I gotta tell you. he shoots her and he says, "You have the right to remain dead."
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Boy. They find Ilsa and Robbie. Otto's here, and Ilsa's like, "You piece of shit, Otto. I knew it." So she points her finger at him and makes his heart fly out of his body.
Impressive trick there. She just points at him and his heart goes, pops out.
Might be a tough one too, man.
He didn't even have to stick his fingers on his chest, and you know, it was just popped right out.
Wow. Dark magic, John.
I tell you, as a kid watching Indiana Jones and seeing that scene, I remember thinking, I'm probably too young for this movie.
Yeah, movie got a little dark there.
It got a little dark.
Oh, then they set him on fire. Oh boy.
Yeah.
But boy, they start throwing every kind of weapon at Ilsa here. She's like, dark magic, no. Dark magic, no. Dark
Yeah.
magic, no.
Machete, we got it shooting an arrow. What, a horn?
Not
Arrow.
even Duke's horn could penetrate.
Yeah. Also too powerful. Then she, what does she do here? She uses her dark magic on Duke.
I don't
What
know
about
what
it?
she's doing here. I felt like she was at the end of Evil Dead 2 here, like a warp tunnel opens up on his body. I don't know what's happening here. Is this soul
Look
even
at a
what?
small black hole on Duke. Yeah.
I thought for sure that he was going to become human form somewhere towards the end
Sure.
here, and then somehow end up back in the horse. I thought for sure they were going to do that, but no, she just starts doing this twirly twirly black thing on him, and you're like, oh no. But then Robbie Superman laser eyeball blast her.
Yeah, Robbie Depp pulls an Incredibles 2 on us, and Jack-Jack has powers.
He cyclops her right in her hand.
Yeah. Laser beam vision. Robbie goes, Elsa, you're ugly. You're shit.
But so it doesn't do anything to her, it just burns her hand, and but she's like, maybe I won't kill you. I can maybe use you in your eyeball power.
Not if Duke has anything to say about it.
Oh boy. 'Cause then, okay, John, I do you remember him throwing out this in the first movie? Did he have rainbow melting mouth death? I don't remember.
I don't recall that one. Maybe he did, but I don't remember seeing it. Yeah.
But boy, you talk about some. I mean, this kind of reminds me of my dog's breath. It's so bad, but this, I mean, this melts Ilsa's face. I mean, for a long time, it's.
Yeah, he throws up a rainbow on Elsa, and she her
Oof.
face melts off and then just slowly dies.
Oh boy, her eyeball falling out, hanging by a string. Oh boy, pretty gross. She looks like the
They put some,
Nazis at the end of Raiders, John.
yeah. They put some effort into her dying. I enjoyed it.
They
It was
did.
fun.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. So then, cut to the next day, and sad news, Duke realizes that he has to leave Robbie for his own good.
That doesn't make any sense.
It
What?
doesn't. And then, okay, the John, I say this a lot with a lot of the movies we end, the endings, but I really don't know what's happening here. We get some shit thrown at me where I have no idea what this stuff is, so maybe you can help me, because I don't know what a cowboy cool is. I don't know what this guy in the credits is. I
No,
don't.
I'm just as lost as you, right? Because yeah, the movie's ending with Duke telling us that the Karis Hell will keep on spinning. Cool. And then post credit, we get this like Nazi with an eye patch and a gun and all these newspaper clippings, and I'm like, who is this guy? Did I miss something?
Okay, sorry. I don't feel stupid then. All right, because I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the third one, right? We're gonna find out as soon as Tubi gets this movie on there.
And then at the very end, we get Lenny, who's home from out of town business for the last 14
I
years.
didn't watch this. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you didn't even see this. So at the
No.
very, very end,
I gotta start
the
watching this.
Robbie's mom's, I guess, husband shows up.
Oh, God. Really? Hey,
Yeah.
nice.
Lenny, he comes home. He's like, yeah, I'm back from business. She's like, for 14 years? He goes, well, it was really important
He's
business.
a vacuum salesman. You selling encyclopedias or what? What are you doing?
What kind of business are you doing?
Wait, so that's all that happens? He comes home and she says, for 14 years, that's it?
And then he's like, where's my kids? You know, and then that's it, you know?
Oh, man. Oh, all right. So, yeah, that's a Carous Hell 2 or Carous Hell the 2nd. Very interesting.
It was interesting. Yeah. It got better at the end, I think.
Oh,
I think
that boy. It was good.
Yeah. Some build up there.
You know, that's what I need. I need a kill and a line. I need a kill and a line. Throw them at me.
At least every, like, 10 minutes, right? That would have been fine. Spread about like that.
So, yeah, that's it for that one. John, what did you go with here for your
pick? Oh, you're going to be excited for this one.
Uh-oh.
All right. Starring James Earl Jones.
Oh, boy.
Sharon Stone. Oh. And, of course,
oh, no, John,
Richard Chamberlain with Alan Quartermain.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Alan Quartermain and the Lost City of Gold. This is sequel to number 10, King Solomon's Mines. I can't believe it was number 10.
10.
They're back.
What's it called? Alan Quartermain and what?
And the Lost City of Gold. Alan Quartermain.
The fact that they got Sharon Stone to come back.
Yeah. Got Sharon Stone for a sequel. Got James Earl Jones in this movie. Yeah.
I might have to watch some clips of the first one because some good moments in it, man.
It did. It was pretty funny.
When they're in that giant fucking pot. Gonna get cooked in it. I mean, it's great. It's great. It's great.
Yeah.
Or that
it was.
I got it. Isn't that it?
I got it. It is one of the best lines. We still talk about that one where he's the guy's looking for the grenade. He finds it. It's like, I got it. And then kaboom. And then later, Quartermain just makes fun of him later. I got it.
You see, we love it so much, I literally wrote it down for this movie when he puts the grenade in that guy's mouth. That's how much we use it. That was a good tie-in right there, John. That was a good tie-in right there.
That is. Yep. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, hopefully it's just as good because I like that first one. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, well, yeah, and then, you know, I'll continue sequel month with my next pick. I got a pretty good idea. But, you know, everything gets overruled if Hell Comes to Frogtown 2 ever becomes available, all right? That's all I got to say. But it just won't. I have to buy, like, a bootleg South Korean DVD of it if I want to see it or something. All right, sir. Well, we'll see what Quartermain and then Sharon Stone are doing. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Till then.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.